This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour here on the DJV program. How do you do? This is a way for you to be in touch with, keep in touch with a lot of things that may or may not be on the top of your radar, but yet once you hear the story, wow, that's pretty interesting stuff. And so with that, we begin this hour with Jennifer Horn, very interesting lady on her own, and Victoria Keelan certainly is, Jay Kirshner. All of us hopefully have things that will pique your interest, different little quirky things about the personalities. The ladies have really quirky personalities, and so with me keeping them in tow, it's not as noticeable sometimes. But, you know, it's there. It's a consideration. A lot of people like to listen to that sort of. It colors the day. You know what I mean, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
That's the excitement there. Okay, so we talk a lot about television in its various forms. And I thought it would be worth a few moments of our time to acknowledge what's on TV. And still, given the fact that there's so much competition, my son tells me at the moment that there are almost 500 television shows and movies in production connected to Los Angeles. Or imagine that.
Think about how many platforms there are now. I mean, it's not just the days of the big networks. I mean, there's so many platforms.
Well, but the big networks still dominate. We were just talking a little bit about the number one and number two shows, according to today's L.A. Times, as a matter of fact, which stays on top of this because they're reading what Hollywood Weekly says or whatever, however they come up with this stuff. NCIS and FBI on Tuesday nights are the most popular shows, one after the other. Both have about 10 million viewers. Now, when Law & Order started, which was 30 years ago, it was not unusual for an episode to have 20 million viewers. Remember?
Viewer choices. Remember American Idol?
American Idol, 27 million people were watching America. Now they're lucky to get 7 million people watching them on a given night. So anyway, I thought that looking at the top 10 shows here, I have a couple of observations. One of them has to do with the network CBS and NBC, but also with the production of the shows and how formulaic it has become. For example, NCIS is produced by CBS. It's not. There are three NCIS, well, soon to be two, NCIS shows that have always shown up in the top 10. NCIS LA and NCIS, the original one. The New Orleans one never was any good, and it's going away this year. I never thought it was any good anyway. Came from the same production house. So then there's, from there, you go to FBI, which is a Dick Wolf show that started this year on CBS. He has had a long-standing deal with NBC, so it was unusual. People were surprised that he was able to put together not one show, but two for CBS, because both the FBI shows are Dick Wolf shows, and they follow each other on Tuesday night. So they give, NCIS and FBI give CBS the number one and number two slots on the list of the top 10 shows for the season so far. Also, in the third position, another CBS show, 60 Minutes. In the fourth position, you'll be interested in this, ladies, The Equalizer, which apparently has, whether it's because of the star and everybody likes Queen Latifah, or because of the stories, maybe a combination of both, maybe the fact that it follows 60 Minutes, who knows? Now, the lead-ins are always very important. I know my friend Tucker on Debris is very happy that they follow The Voice, because that's a very popular show on NBC.
But also but Debris is also looking for a younger audience, and The Voice has a younger audience.
Yeah.
And so, but if you you can go through all the CBS shows, but if you think about it, and this is, I know you're not going to like this, but an older audience tends to stick with the same network, and if things line up, you watch 60 Minutes, you've got your programs for the night, and, you know, you watch 60 Minutes, and then The Equalizer, and then, what, you know, NCIS, or whatever it is, and makes sense.
Right.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever's on the same network on CBS. they got a big hit with The Equalizer by having it on after the Super Bowl. So maybe people that wouldn't have given
it a chance.
Yeah, they started
smart.
They liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go from The Equalizer to Blue Bloods, which has been on for 9 seasons. That's in the top 10. The Chicago franchise with all of the CBS, these are not CBS shows, these are NBC shows. So they're the first ones that show. So the top of the heap are the top 5 shows are all CBS shows. Again, an older audience.
I think older audiences are also more loyal.
NCIS. Yeah, maybe they are. Okay, so then we go into the next group from 5 to 10. The Chicago shows are Chicago Fire is number 1, and these are number 6. Chicago Med is number 7. Chicago PD is number 8. Again, following each other. That was a brilliant movie to be able to put those all together and promote them that way. So let's see who else.
Well, I don't know how much Taylor Kinney is doing these days. I don't watch the show, but the that's the rumor because his contract is up this year and he just wants to do other things. He's been on that show for a while now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much that will hurt the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You think
like
he's
said,
a draw? Do you think he's a draw? I don't know that he's a draw.
I think he was when that started. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen the show, so I don't know how much of a
I don't like the relationship between him and his girlfriend. I think it's sophomoric, and it comes across that way. However, there is a, I don't know who the lady is that plays the role of Sylvie with the Canadian or the Australian actor who is a doctor in the last show. I can't remember his name. He's the captain there. But it's a composite group of people that fit together nicely. The Sunday edition of American Idol is bigger than, for the first time in a long time, than The Voice. But it's not on Sunday. The Sunday edition was the sixth consecutive week that it had the 10th position, which I find interesting. So then right after that, you've got the 2 shows from NBC that are Dick Wolf shows, Law and Order SVU, and then new one, which has been a big draw, which I don't find it surprising because he was a very popular character before. Maloney's, what's his name? Stabler, right?
Stabler. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that's the top 10 lineup. There's nothing other than ABC having the American Idol at 10th for this past week. That's the only ABC show that's in there. 4 of them are NBC shows, and 3 of them, and 5 of them are CBS shows. And of that group, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, half of them, are produced by the same guy, Dick Wolf, which also tells you something about people and their, you know, what their habits are, right? I mean, all of those shows are very formulaic, getting right down to it. And I don't know what else in terms of the cable shows, very interesting. What do you think the top cable show is at the moment? It's not a Fox show.
Gosh, I don't even know. I don't watch cable. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Rachel Maddow. I'm not surprised.
Oh, really? Oh, news.
Yep.
Of the news?
Okay. Yeah, right. Of the cable shows. There's a program on the Hallmark Channel. I don't know what it is.
What's it called?
I'm looking here for it, and I can't find it. It just says the Hallmark Channel is next with a show. But it doesn't say
anything. It cannot be right. I cannot believe that Rachel Maddow and the Hallmark Channel would be the top shows on cable. I don't know.
I'm looking at
it. You'd be surprised.
You can look at it.
Hallmark.
Yeah. Rather than sappy. Well, again, but see, that's back to what we were talking about before. It's an older audience. Where's the measurement for the younger audience?
They're on streaming. You have to go and see. You go to Bridgerton. Bridgerton was number 1 in 82 countries when it launched on Netflix.
What's that about?
It's the period drama that was very sexy. It's the Shonda. It's the first Shonda Rhimes project that she did for Netflix. But that's if you want to know where people are really buzzing and talking about stuff, like it's from streaming. Mare from East Town. A lot of people are talking about that now.
That's a very interesting show. Yeah, that's a very interesting show.
I never want to visit East Town, but it's a dark kind of show. Kate Winslet is very good in it, but
yeah, she is.
That's where that's where the younger audiences are, and that's it's all streaming and it's on demand. There's no appointment viewing.
All right. In a moment, I would like to talk with you, Jennifer, and the ladies, why the business with Liz Cheney makes a difference. I know you think I'm fascinated with
it. I think her answer is going to be, it doesn't.
All right. Well, let's find out right after this on today's DJV program.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But its business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
All right, so here we are at 18 after the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Why is the ladies are getting a big kick out of this because I never paid any attention to Liz Cheney before. I know who she was and what she was doing. So there are those who say some of the people in the Republican Party, the guys like the governor of Massachusetts is a Republican. He says that this has become dangerous, the way the Republican Party handled the ouster of Liz Cheney. For whatever the reason, this has become a big to-do, and I know it isn't with you,
what's
Jennifer.
What's his reasoning? Why is it dangerous for a party to decide who is in charge of its leadership?
But
right.
I think
and who is upholding its how is that impacting our personal danger?
He says it's anti-democratic. The way they did it was she's elected
isn't
by...
Isn't that how it works? They voted her out. How is that anti-democratic?
I'm just telling you what he said.
I'm just saying.
I
that
am.
Seems
I like
weird.
Her.
I mean, it seems like it's actually the epitome of a democracy, right?
Right. Yeah, Victoria, for zero reasons?
Because you have yet to name one reason other than you think she's cute, which is okay.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a stretch. So that's the only thing you've said about her.
Why is that a stretch?
Saying you like her.
Why is that a stretch?
Well, I mean, she's all right. She's bringing it up.
All right, anyway, so what's going on with the state Republican Party? So that's the national story. Isn't there a lot of unrest with the state Republican parties? Like, looking in Virginia this week, one of the Republicans who won the nomination for governor, he's a sort of country club Republican. And so he's against, he worked at the Carlyle Group, which if there's another a company that isn't run by a bunch of Republicans... I don't know what is.
And what is
shady,
the Carlyle Group?
Shady, shady.
The Carlyle Group
dealers.
Is a questionable company that a lot of old-time Republicans.
For a long
time. Yeah, it was started by the Secretary of Defense under George Bush. I'm trying to remember his name. I can see him. I don't remember what his name was. But anyway, so things are changing. Thanks for the comment, Jennifer, by the way. It was very insightful. It's
no
21 after the hour.
Now,
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now, accomplishing great things as we are here on the DJV program. One of them is to follow what's trending. Jay Kirshner is in on that along with Victoria and Jennifer. And I mentioned that Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot was trending, at least in a couple of places that I've looked, because of comments that she made, kind of neutral. In reality,
no, she feels sorry for Israel because she's Jewish, and people they shredded her on Twitter.
Well, that's kind of neutral. What's wrong with saying that? She feels sorry for the Israeli people. What's wrong
with that? There's a lot of pressure right now. I was watching so much stuff on Instagram yesterday, people who are Israeli or have ties to Israel, and just influencers in general. For some reason, this is pathetic. Our society is putting so much pressure on influencers to talk about the Israeli-Palestine conflict. Like, Kendall Jenner was posting about it and then had to take stuff down because people went after her. It's like, do you really need to get your politics from Kendall Jenner? Like, if she has an opinion, that's fine. But why are you trying to pressure these influencers into coming up with policy? Like, what? It makes no sense.
Just keep scrolling. Well, with Gal, I mean, she was born and raised in Israel. She served in the Israel
Defense
Forces. She was in the army. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it is very popular on social media to back Palestine. And so people went after her and, they shredded her for it. So I don't understand.
That shows just how ignorant. Hold on a second. That shows just how ignorant the average person is. Because this is not about Palestine. This is about Hamas. The Palestinians have no more really to do with this other than perhaps some of them. Encouraging Hamas.
They're dying, too.
Yeah, they're dying.
Exactly.
They're dying just like Israel. They're dying just like that.
The sentiments that I saw from, like, people that I follow and from actual friends of mine who are Israeli, the younger generation just wants peace. They have friends who are Palestinians and Israeli Arabs. They're friendly. It's like this. I keep saying this, but it goes back to the Northern Ireland conflict.
What did I tell you? That generation. Going over there? They all get along, the kids
do. Of course they do. The young generation does.
the new generation is vilifying Israel for some reason. I mean, Israel never is the person to throw the first punch. Hamas
never.
Is the one right. that is throw. They never do. Hamas is the one that starts throwing it, rockets at. And what is Israel supposed to do? Get killed one more time? Get thrown
no.
into concentration
camps
again?
They have the proper response.
Again? No, they get to defend themselves, and Hamas should not be. No one should be defending this. I don't get it. I don't understand why.
I haven't seen anyone defending Hamas.
Rashida Tlaib was out there yesterday defending this. I mean, it's like, come on.
Well, I don't think she was defending Hamas.
In the meantime, Joe Biden sends an envoy, the rushes an envoy to the Middle East. Okay, so is that why didn't he go over there when this first started 4 days ago?
They told us not to. That's the story that people aren't reporting on. Israel specifically told us to stay out of this.
So why then are we sending
someone who's
now?
Pretty and he's sending over someone who's pretty anti-Israel. He's in a tough position because traditionally America has stood with Israel, and this new branch of progressives that's popping up and very loud, they're ticked that he's even entertaining the idea of talking with Israel. So he's in a really tough spot, and whatever the reason is, that our culture is now, especially younger people who don't quite understand all the conflict, they're sympathizers.
The AOC crowd.
Yeah, they're sympathizers of the Palestinians. And so when that happens, then Biden's feeling the pressure of, like, what do I do? So now instead,
but they show their ignorance because it is about
Israel
the Palestinians. It's about the Hamas group and where they get their money from, which is Iran. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, next. Chrissy Teigen has apologized for what, Jay? Why is this
She's the one that was telling Courtney Stodd and the 16-year-old who married the 50-something guy back years ago. She was the one saying, you know, tweeting to her to kill herself, that she dreams of her taking a dirt nap, all of that. And Courtney Stodd had released all of this. Chrissy Teigen has released her apology, and she says that she's mortified, sad at who she used to be. She says, I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll. And she said that she's trying to reach out to Courtney to issue her private.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As local state officials try to get non-vaxxers to vaccinate, the Republican governor in Ohio is taking federal COVID-19 relief money and will pay someone $1 million through a lottery system. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults, adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks. And the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
Kids that get vaccinated have a chance to win a four-year college scholarship fund. Wednesday, the CDC approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in adolescents aged 12 to 15. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After Russian hackers essentially shut down the Colonial Pipeline, supplying the East Coast with nearly half their energy needs, the Biden administration says pipelines are the best way to move energy. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
This is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in, but the pipe is the best way to go.
So why did the Biden administration cancel the XL pipeline? Laid off XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree tells Fox News more greenhouse gases are being pumped into the atmosphere because diesel engines and trains are now moving the energy.
I mean, it's kind of gratifying to finally hear the administration admit what we've known to be common sense for quite a while now, that when they canceled that Keystone Pipeline, it made no sense to us because the oil was already coming into the country by rail. Argue with a lot of people all the time that we're happy that this Keystone was canceled. They think it was a win for the environment, but I always have to point out to them, no, the oil's still coming into this country. We're just doing it by rail.
The Keystone XL pipeline had secured most of its funding. It was only 8% constructed when President Biden's executive order shut down construction and in turn caused thousands of union workers to lose their jobs. An official with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced more than two dozen total blood clot cases in individuals who received the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine out of 8.7 million recipients. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, and another J.J. Kirshner with Victoria Keelan. Eleanor Roosevelt is responsible for our inspiration today. She said, you must do the thing that you think you cannot do, which I think is really something when you think about it. For people who are strong and fearless and role models and things like that, think about the people in your life, all of you, all of us. Who is the person that you think did something that you thought or they thought they couldn't do? Anybody come to mind, Jennifer, with you? Somebody who's a friend, close associate, somebody in your family who did something that they thought they couldn't do. They overcame some obstacle in their lives to succeed. I think this is one of the great thoughts, by the way. I have that thought every day. I think, okay, I don't start thinking it, but when there are things that come up, the problems that come up every day, you take them on. You don't ignore them. So I wonder if you got anybody, any of the three, if you got anybody in your life that you think about that really has succeeded beyond expectations in a manner of speaking. Maybe you think you have yourself. Now, certainly when you think about what you were thinking about life when you were a youngster and what you'd amount to, and now thinking about what you have amounted to, Has it changed, or did you always know you'd be special and sort of heroic, Jennifer?
I don't even know if I'm special or heroic right now. Yes. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you are.
Well, thank you. I never thought I would be doing radio ever in front of the microphone. I always thought that I was going to do something else. I was too shy to do the radio stuff. I didn't think that it was ever something that appealed to me. I worked for my dad, but I always thought I'd do stuff behind the scenes. I always thought I was going to be like a psychologist. I mean, very early on, and this ship sailed, I thought I'd be a checker at Kmart and a ballet dancer, but you know.
I like
sometimes
that the
your dreams are just not meant to come through. At the same time, I always wanted to have two jobs, a checker at Kmart and a ballerina.
Really?
The checker at Kmart came because back in the old days, they used to have really punchy cash registers with really clicky buttons, and the ladies with the fake nails. Remember the ladies with the fake nails?
Oh, yeah.
Would always ring you up at Kmart.
And you aspired to that.
I did. In fact, one day, very shy girl that I was, and I mean, I was like brutally shy. I think we were at like May Company or some store that hasn't been in existence for a million years. And the checker went away, and I was looking at the cash register, and it looked so appealing when I was this kid. I was like, oh my God, I just want to touch one button. Just one button. And so as we were walking by, I casually touched a button, and the alarm went off on the machine.
Ooh.
Mortified.
All right. So, Jay, what has, in your upbringing or as you were maturing, what did you think you were going to do? And did you overcome things that you thought you could not do, overcome things that got in your way?
Being a parent. Never knew I wanted to do this. Never thought I would do this. Never thought I really could do this, because with fibromyalgia, having chronic illness, barely able to just survive day-to-day life sometimes, it was always kind of like, how am I going to keep a tiny human alive? And
you know, that
we're
makes
all thriving.
Me, yeah, that makes me... This week has been National Fibromyalgia Week and Awareness Day and that sort of thing. You've been plagued with this for a long time. This has been a problem for a lot of people. Everybody thinks that it's just because we're onto computers and we have this thing. No, it's been around for a long time. How much pain does it cause you? I think there are a lot of people listening. Millions of people have this.
Yeah, it's on a scale. I mean, on my best days, I probably feel how you would feel when you wake up with the flu, where it's not the stomach flu, but just that tired, kind of achy or a little bit lethargic. Like, that's me typically on my best days. My worst days, I feel like I ran a marathon, fell down a flight of stairs. I feel like I was struck by lightning. My skin, sometimes like clothes hurt because my skin hurts to touch. It feels like there's bruises all over my body, even though there's not.
Wow.
Those are the worst days. I haven't had in a while.
How did pregnancy, I was going to just ask that. I mean, has pregnancy made that better or worse or about the same for you?
My fibro went into remission during my pregnancy.
It does. Isn't that crazy?
Because it's
that
a hormone.
Lots of diseases, hormones can
do that. And then once I had the baby and my hormones kind of leveled out, the fibro started rearing its ugly head, but I haven't had a full-blown flare in over a year.
Do you get numb?
No.
When you're touching things,
I'm
looking
at
some of the
symptoms. I wish I had the numbness.
Yeah,
right.
Anxiety.
Yeah, I get sensory overload very easily.
It's weird that doctors know that women will go into remission with the pregnancy and hormones and stuff, and it's weird that they can't replicate that and give you a hormone therapy.
It really is. A lot of doctors will... And they'll prescribe antidepressants to slow down the neurotransmitters. It's hyperactive neurotransmitters in the brain that are sending pain signals. And then you also have a body that deals with extra inflammation. And so a lot of doctors believe that antidepressants will help. And I've tried a couple different ones, and I had severe, like I would have rather had the fibro flares.
Wow.
I had really bad side effects.
Did you know it from early on has been something, and like, apparently it sounds like it's not curable. You've been dealing with this for quite a long time, have you not?
You just have to manage it. I was diagnosed in 2012 with this, and so I was in my late 20s when I first got the diagnosis. And it took a little bit. I always kind of had some different health issues. I was always additionally tired. I never had an issue napping, even as an adult. And how I was diagnosed was process of elimination. So they ruled out everything else, and then they were able to give me the fibro diagnosis.
Wow. And so apparently this all started. Florence Nightingale, the nurse, had it. And so they started commemorating Fibromyalgia Day in 1992 on her birthday. And but I don't know much about it, frankly. I don't know anybody. I remember Ellen Ratner was on this program for a number of years. She had, I don't know any man who's had this.
My aunt has it, and it's, the flare-ups, and it's, it's horrible. Oh,
yeah. Do you have migraines too, Jay? Do you have migraines?
I do get migraines. I never had migraines growing up, and then all of a sudden it was like I get migraines a few times a year.
And how do you get rid of them?
I go to sleep.
Really? Oh, well.
I feel like my favorite medicine is just going to sleep.
Yeah, well, that is good medicine. Absolutely. Yep. All right, so that's instructive and interesting, pretty compelling stuff. All right, Victoria, what have you done that you thought you couldn't do?
This is going to sound like a weird answer, but honestly, I've never put any limitations on myself, so I'm just, I don't know. I've never thought, like, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know. It's never really entered my psyche. I've never...
Good for
you. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a stupid, egotistical answer, but it's just the truth. I've never put limitations on myself and thought, like, oh, I could never be X or I could never do Y. I don't know. I don't think that way.
Well, that's a good thing, to your credit.
I get that from my dad. My dad came from literal dirt poor poverty in Ireland without parents. And he's accomplished so much in his life. And I think if you were to ask him the same question, he'd probably say he never even thought about limitations. He just got it done.
I never have. I don't even think about that. My father tried to limit me in the sense whenever I started doing something.
Society will try to limit you as much as...
Right. I mean, look around you.
Just block that out,
Sometimes family, sometimes the friends you have or society, people who are jealous of whatever it is. And I just never thought much about it, and I don't really think much about it now. Frankly, I just move ahead like you were saying, Victoria. And that was something that my father never understood, but he was always looking for security because he was an orphan. And when he made it big for his, in his terminology, making it big was making $300,000 or $400,000 a year, which he never expected to do, but he became good at something and pursued it. It was something that he actually, at the end of his life, he thought back on it and thought he didn't give himself credit. He thought he was lucky. He didn't look upon it as something that he overcame a lot of stuff in order to get where he was. He never really thought about it that way. And it was an influence of him with me. He said, don't go expanding, be happy with what you've got. And I've never.
It's weird because I remember, now that I'm thinking about this, I remember vividly when I got my first on-air job. I was at Sirius XM, and I had been working in the broadcast engineering department. I was an assistant, and I remember calling my mom, and I said, I auditioned, and I got the show, and I said, I'm going to be transitioning to full-time on the air. And my mom went, like, she was so nervous. She was like, but what about if you just maybe stay where you are? And, being on the air, it's risky. And I'm like, Mom, sorry.
That's
and I hung up on her. I hung up on her.
It is risky. No question. I mean, think about it. You're putting yourself out in front.
Parents want security for your kid, for their kids.
Of course they do.
So but I was not going to let that stop me.
I think sometimes
it's a hard job too. There's just less positions on air, so of course it's kind of like when a kid comes home and says, "I want to be an actor," and parents are like, "No, don't do it."
I said that too when I was a kid, when I was younger.
Right. It's all of that sort of thing. But it really is when you stick to your guns, it's important to do that. And I'm sure two of the three ladies here have parents that. Well, your mother listens too, Victoria, doesn't she? I don't know if your father listens, but your mother is a pretty loyal listener, and certainly Jennifer's dad.
That's what Victoria. I know.
Is, and what?
On her flip phone.
Exactly. Jay's there. So the parents are listening, and I'm sure they're proud of what they hear. I'm sure that that's the case. I remember when my two children were part of this program, or part of the Good Day program that we had that preceded this, both Megan and Brendan. Brendan loved going on the air because he's such a hamburger. Megan, oh my God, she didn't like it at all, but she thought she was pleasing me, and that's why she did. And the first time she told me that, I said, I don't want you to come back on, because she had points of view that are contrary to mine, and she thought that upset the audience. Obviously, she wasn't thinking about Victoria. And You know, because she, you and she are in the same, she may even be, well, I don't know, my son is turning out to be more a lefty than I ever thought he would, and I'm sure that has something to do with his wife, to a point. But he's got a mind of his own, but they have, you know, you watch them, and they are actually having fun. They position themselves with the issues that they are following on social media mostly, or that they are involved in, but they have a, there's a sense of, I don't know, a sense of humor. There's a sense of goodness to it. And Victoria, you follow them more than anybody else. I see some of the stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. But do you sense that that's the case? And I wonder about parents as they see their children go off. I never talk about my son's stuff unless he asks me or unless we talk about it together, because he knows that he and I don't agree on most of the stuff, his positions on most things. But, my God, I love him more than the day is long. He's a fabulous human being. It's just
I think a lot of people have people in their lives. I hope they have people in their lives who don't agree with them all the time. I mean, my mom, you know, my mom is a lifelong Democrat. Her best friend in the entire world is a complete Trump-loving Republican who is my godmother and my most precious person on earth and my favorite person. So I don't know. I think that, like, that's healthy. And that's, I don't know where we're going if we all want to live in a bubble of sameness. It's so boring.
Well, but that's what a lot of the social media, the trending stuff, Jay, it all is aimed at forcing people, or the idea is to cow people into agreeing or thinking what you did. I posted something on my own page. I don't usually put anything political. This was only mildly political about where we're spending our money and stuff. And I got comments, and I said at the bottom of the comment page yesterday when I was looking at them, this is why I do not post these sorts of things. Because the people were calling themselves, you know, people commenting one way or another, calling each other names. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Facebook is just a cesspool.
Oh, but that says more about them than it does about you, you know?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's because we should be able to share our opinions and where we stand. And it's okay if people disagree. It doesn't have to turn into such a volatile place.
But that's
trending
why
today,
I'm so opposed to cancel culture, because that's what it is. It just shuts
It is. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. You need the discussions.
The DJV download, we have on the download the eyewitness account of Uri Geller, the vivid descriptions from the bombings in Israel, which continue today and probably will through the week. So we have talked about that on the download. You can hear that conversation in its entirety at DGVShow.com. Also, companies lining up to disassociate themselves from Facebook. See more and more of that for the reasons that Victoria just explained. It is becoming a cesspool. That's really what it is. We talk also about Demi Lovato's UFO series. It's going to be on Peacock. And the shocking Bennifer update. How are they doing today, by the way? Anybody?
She's back in Miami. She's filming. Okay. She's working again. So I don't know. Maybe they're texting each other all day.
48 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Past the hour now. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida is here. I want to acknowledge, perhaps as part of this conversation, my query to you in terms of questions. Your relationship, you're working with nurses. It's National Nurses Week. We had National Nurses Day. You have your own cardiological clinic. Do you employ nurses? How do you work with nurses, or nurses just in hospitals? Do you and do clinics like yours use nurses? What's your experience been over your career with the nurses? Because I asked the question, a lot of people think that nurses are more important than doctors.
Let me send tingles down your spine, Doug, because nurses are everywhere. You know, we're coming up on Mother's Day and Nurses Day together. Well, in my life, my mother, rest her soul, was a nurse. And my mother was a registered nurse and, you know, just a wonderful human being, would would have dinner in someone else's house and wash the dishes for them. And I think it was her duty to do that. And, you know, just was a tremendous human being till the day she couldn't breathe. And at 89, she was taking care of patients. She was actually in her 80s volunteering in what's called the Medivan It was actually recognized. She never even wanted this, but as one of the lights that the first President Bush was giving out to those in volunteer organizations for helping others. But she, with retired physicians, would go around to those who had no health care in the so-called Medivan and would take care of them with no charge. And she did this to her mid-80s. So nurses are wonderful people. More of us had their philosophy, you know, this world would be a much, much greater place. And fortunately, they're everywhere. They're doing more. They should be doing more. They're amazingly good teammates in the healthcare, taking care of patients. And even financially, you know, my mother would be amazed how they're paid today compared to how she was paid in her youth. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's something that relates to our discussion on DGV Health about how to take care of prostate cancer. A lot of times now it's recommended that men have their prostate frozen or the tumors frozen, and I noticed that there is some suggestion that this be a new treatment for women who have breast cancer. How do the two go together?
Nice analogy, Doug. Yes, this is a major breakthrough, and you're going to be hearing more about it. This is coming out from the American Society of Breast Surgeons this week, also in a virtual meeting. The use of cryoablation, freezing tumors that are low risk for breast cancer, instead of actual doing invasive surgery. And if you're dealing with this, I hope you're not, but if you have to deal with this, ask your doctors about the possibility of cryoablation instead of surgery, if that's an option. But this is at the cutting edge, and I think that we're going to see this used a lot more, as you point out, how it's being used for the prostate, but now for breast cancer.
All right, now, as long as we're talking about women, there's a lot of talk. Last week we were talking about coffee and what it did, coffee during pregnancy. The information that's out and about now in the medical community suggests that there are behavioral issues with children, I'm guessing. If you drink too much coffee while you're pregnant, it'll have an impact on your child. How deep does that go?
Well, coffee, we're talking about caffeine, is a stimulant, and it can increase, you know, the effects on the child. And, you know, my own old-fashioned views here is just doing as much naturally while you're pregnant, you know, staying away from alcohol, any drug you have to take, first talk to the doctor, and just eating and living as naturally as you can, and I think that's probably how you get the best outcome. And I know that with women's lifestyles these days, they are living much more aggressive lives during their pregnancy, and it seems to be doing okay. But you know, you have to pick how you're going to act on your own.
Yeah. And I think we were talking about husbands and wives who go through the same thing historically as far as being physical is concerned. That's pretty good. Very interesting information. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend.